TalkZone.com.
Good morning, world. You're listening to the Mike North Webbio Show on WildfireRestaurant.com. I'll let us entertain you product. Whoa.
The Mike North Webbio Show. Live from WildfireRestaurant.com, Mondays through Fridays, 9 to 11. The number 888-463-6748. You can instant message us on AOL, Mike North Webbio. Email us at northtonorth.com or check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/Mike North Morning Show. If you cannot listen to the show from 9 to 11, well, you can download the Mike North Webbio Show every day on iTunes or on northtonorth.com or on talkzone.com or on wildfirerestaurant.com. Thanks go to Rich Melman, Howard Katz, Jeff Schwartz, Dave Olson, Jen Patterson, BB North. We have Koodles and Jagbag of the day. And sitting in, radio icon, radio legend, reporter par excellence, a member of the Mike North Webbio team, who's done a great, great job for so many years. He's a legend in the business. When I was a child, I dreamt of meeting him one day, and then I met him, and I said, I got to get away from him. We're pleased to have with us my buddy, Les Grabsey. What's up, Les?
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
All right, pull the mic up to you. It's been a while since you hosted a show. Okay?
Well, that's...
First
boy,
of all...
You ain't lying about that.
I got to tell you something. You went to the washroom about 10 minutes ago. You're like a broad. You're gone. What, are you powdering your nose? What'd you take a dump? Where are you at? I go to the bathroom, I'm back in like 30 seconds, you're in there, you're in the stall, then you see the shoe, and then you're looking in the mirror. What were you doing?
Washing my hands, actually.
What are you, Howard Hughes? You afraid you're going to come out with some germs?
Yeah, I invented the spruce goose, yeah.
Yes, you did. The wooden airplane, of course, for you youngsters out there.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. Les is an encyclopedia of encyclopedias. He's the smartest trivia guy around. Stump the Schwab. He ain't nothing. Stump the Grabber, now that is something, right, Grabber? You know more about trivia than anybody else.
In a previous life, we used to play that game.
Yeah, now we're done. We're done.
That was in a previous life that is way out in some other dimension.
They stole your thunder on that TV show, Stump the Schwab. It should have been Stump the Grabber.
Well, again, that was on a network that you were the first to ever correctly name it as the Eastern Seaboard Programming Network.
Oh, there's no... And then the Extra Sexual Programming Network, of course, Harold Reynolds and some of the boys, Sean Salisbury and some of the guys like that, reportedly, allegedly.
I'm going to say allegedly because, personally, I really like Harold Reynolds.
I do, too.
And he's a nice guy.
I thought he did a good job on TV. I think he's been doing a good job on TV.
I'm hearing rumors that if DJ doesn't come back to the Sox... on the radio side, that Harold Reynolds could be a candidate. How would that be? That'd be pretty cool. But
I wish
DJ the best, but let's see what happens.
You're such a nice guy. Everybody likes you.
Oh, you don't know. I got to be Tool of the Week one of these days. Believe me, I qualify when I have to.
Well, you know what? Here's what I want to tell you. You know, my life wasn't complicated enough. And then I decided because of John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz and all the efforts, and today it's said in the paper, Greg Couch says it in the Sun-Times today, quit bragging you're on TV. You're supposed to be on TV all these many years. So you're bragging that you got all 81 games on TV, so you came to the party very, very late. Here's what they got to start doing. I watched the game last night, okay?
Scoring goals?
Yeah. they should have about 6 goals a game. They are missing so many empty nets. They are missing so many opportunities. Patrick Sharp should have about 4 goals. He's only got the 1 goal to speak of.
Tate should have had 3 last night.
Yeah.
2 in the first period alone. He said, and he was basically doing self-degradation after the game. He said, I should have had like 4 or 5. I mean, he was trashing himself. He had a great period. He did everything but put the puck in the net.
Now, let me ask you something. Hockey players are the most matter-of-fact guys. They will tell you exactly their shortcomings.
Always have been.
Football players will tell you stuff like, oh, Rex is our guy, or you know, Forte's going to be a star.
Depends who their coach is.
Well,
if
absolutely.
If Lovie Smith's their coach and they say something, they're going to get called in and chewed out for being honest.
Well, yeah, he was honest yesterday, but we'll get to him in a little bit. But I want to tell you something. I didn't have enough ulcers from Chicago teams. And then Les comes in today and he says, well, you know what? They came up short. Is this, you know, are they overwhelmed by the attention after basically getting no attention since they've been here. I'm talking about any Blackhawk. They are now they have the red carpets. They have the limos. By the way, to John McDonough, you should always have, when you're walking a red carpet, a model. Women escorting people down the red carpet.
Good point.
I mean, yesterday it looked so awkward seeing Sharp and Taves and all these guys walking down a red carpet by themselves. Those poor guys had their heads down. They were given fives along the way. They couldn't wait to get inside the building. Have a hot-looking babe.
Ice crew. So the ice crew.
Well, they had
they
them.
They should have the ice crew, you know, escort them.
Well, they were at, yeah, but they were part of the red carpet clapping. I says, yeah, Jen's right. Have somebody come in and walk them down. I thought, you know, the red carpet was nice, the limo was nice, but they got to get out with a hot chick, or they got a hot chick waiting for them to walk them down the line.
The ice crew, you can't do any better than that, because for those of you that see them
did they have their skates on outside?
I didn't see them wearing skates. No, I think they're going to be a little smarter than that.
Well, wait a minute now. I know a couple of those young ladies are very, very beautiful, but you might have to explain a few things to them. Take the skates off. You're outside.
Yeah, but they don't want their feet hurting when they're walking on Madison Street, for crying out loud.
No, that's the last thing they're worried about walking on Madison Street is their feet.
Let me tell
their
the people.
Their lives might be more appropriate.
For those who have not seen them up close,
ooh,
who only see them on the ice
here
from
comes
the distance,
the horn dog.
Or from the 300 level, trust me, they are they're way up there.
Can you buy your lady one of them outfits?
Where
do you get one of those outfits?
Are you guys going back to this again?
It's Sweetest Day Saturday. That's a great idea.
I'm buying B a Blackhawk. What's the name of them? The Ice Girls or whatever?
All I know is before we started the show, there was a little too much ass smacking going on and talking about hitting butts before
Not
we
Not by me.
There.
No.
I kept mine to myself.
And by the way, don't kiss my wife on the lips.
I didn't.
I don't want to throw up in my mouth.
B, where did I kiss you? On the cheek, right?
I know, I'm just teasing.
I know you are.
I got to get BB one of them Ice Girl outfits, them the Blackhawk outfits.
Do you think BB would actually wear it for
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
You're going to get the skates and
you
everything?
You think we're 31 years because we don't experiment?
You're going to have Lucky Pose's deep dish and get him a little jersey?
I'm going to have Lucky Pose as a hockey player that can score a goal. How's that? I'm going to put a helmet on him. I'm going to put a stick in his paws, and he's going to score a goal because these guys, 2 goals a game ain't going to get it done.
Well, bottom line is they have to figure out how to finish. That's what I talked to Denny Savard about after the game, as did a lot of people, was the biggest problem, finishing. Duh. And he agreed. I mean, I'm not putting Denny down or anybody like, but they have to figure out how to put the doggone puck in the net. Until they do that, the Ellis.
You know who the best center on that team is? Denny Savard. And he's the coach.
Well,
Denny Savard, you could put him in a uniform, and he could probably play. They have a lack of centers on that team right now. I don't know if anybody's noticed this. But less you know, they tried Kane for one game at center.
Yeah, that experiment.
That experiment exploded. Somebody upstairs must have said, "Hey, this is the number one pick in the whole NHL draft a year back. No experimentation." I know they tried this once with Bobby Hall. They try to see what
Bobby Hall could do it though. That's the difference.
Bobby Hall played everything.
He could play any. He would have been a good. He could have been a goalie if he wanted.
I believe he could have played these teams by himself and been successful.
Yeah, just
one
like,
on five.
No
Bobby
question.
Hall.
No question.
Bobby Hall, 1-on-6.
The question came up last night from a couple of alleged reporters.
Give
up
me
there.
One name, and I'll tell you if he knows what he's talking about. Go ahead.
Alleged. No,
give me a name. Don't be shy. Give me a name.
Do it, Les. Do it.
Do it. Come on. Don't be a
peer pressure.
A writer was asking.
What's his name? What was the writer's name?
I think it was Couch.
All right.
And the question brought up was is. Who is the most popular? No, you know who asked me this? Was Mark Grody of BBM. Mark
who?
Grody of BBM, their sportscaster.
Okay.
And reporter.
Okay.
Who was the most popular Blackhawk of all time?
Oh, my God.
And I said it's number 9. End of story.
Somebody asked that question?
Yes. Yes.
How do you ask a question like that? Bobby Hall.
Just wanted my opinion.
Well, for God's sake, what did you think you were going
to
say?
Nothing more to talk about. It's Bobby
Reggie
Hall.
Reggie Fleming.
Bobby Hall is definitely number one, but who's to follow that?
Number 21 is second, Stan Mikita.
Yeah, Stan's got to let it go a little bit, though. Stan hasn't talked to me for 15 years because of something I said on the air. I mean,
you're
it's
kidding,
unbelievable.
Stan? Usually he's still,
I'm not kidding.
You have
usually
all the
lets
old
bygones
Blackhawk
be bygones.
El
you.
Diablo is mad at me, the little devil, as he used to be called. I said, listen, I sat down at a golf outing with Joe Mazza and some friends of mine. He saw me coming. He was eating at the same table. As soon as
Joe Mazza from Bannockburn?
Yeah, as soon as I sat down, he got up. And I went, Well, you know what I said. He was basically what I said, he's sloppy seconds compared to Bobby Hall. That's basically, Bobby Hull was the king. Stan Mikita was great. Don't get me wrong. He was great. But when you play with Bobby Hull, it's like somebody playing with Tom Brady. That's the way it was. I mean, I'm sorry. You know what? Corey Dillon's a nice number two guy back in the day, but Tom Brady's the man. Well, wouldn't you agree with
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
But and that's nothing against Stan.
Even though Brady, I thought, became kind of a punk at times last year with that Patriot team, another reason we're glad to see
what
them
get... What are you talking about?
He was.
Why was Tom Brady a punk?
Trash-talking, well, getting in guys' faces, and you know, just play your game and shut up.
All right. But, would you like him on your team, trash-talking on the Bears?
In a heartbeat.
All right, I'm just saying.
He's not on my team.
I remember.
He's on Belichick's cheating team, which lost to the Giants.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've never seen Chicago fans pull for a New York team as much as they did in that Super Bowl. Ever.
Well, that's true. New York does not have the same...
Even though they're a Jersey team and they're not really a New York
team.
Yeah,
we're not going to... Well, we're going to get to that, too, because Boston, by Sporting News, has just been named the most popular city for sports people. Their football team don't even play in town. How can that be? They play in Foxborough. What are they called? Are they called the Boston Patriots, the team of Jim Nance? Was it Jim Nance that was the running back? Who was the running back that played, was it Jim?
Yep.
I get him mixed up with the sports
game. He was a monster. I mean, he was hard to tackle.
Yes, he was. But they play in Foxborough. That should automatically disqualify you as the number one sports town.
At one time, they played at Fenway, though.
And
back in the day, and they were the Boston Patriots.
They were
the
Boston Patriots of Gino Cappelletti. They were the Boston Patriots of Babe Parilli,
who sat next to me at Super Bowl 20 in the press box.
And you know who he's the father-in-law of? Don't tell me I got you.
You got me on this one.
No, Gino Cappelletti's the father-in-law of. Oh my God!
You got me on this one.
You just stumped.
I just stumped the grabber.
He's not the first, and he's not the last.
You know who the father-in-law of Gino, the son-in-law?
Son-in-law.
Tom Waddle. How do you not know that?
I should know that.
You're done. Get out.
See ya.
Wait a minute.
That's your line. See ya. Are you and Jigs going to bring that line back, by the way?
Yeah.
You got to.
I told...
That's your signature line when you had enough of somebody.
I told Jigs the other day, Jigs, we got some paper for you to sign. Oh, yeah. That was all.
The line, first of all, that's missed. We've got to have that brought back.
Well, we're going to bring that back. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Some things never change. You know what? We're like the Stones after a hiatus. We're like the Stones.
As long as you're not talking about Cliff Richard.
That's her favorite. Who's Cliff Richard? Tell everybody who Cliff Richard is.
He's not with the Stones.
No, but he is one of the number one English superstars. He was the Elvis of England.
He was terrific, and is terrific. But
she's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. That could be any woman.
No, I probably have that on a CD somewhere. But
of course, probably.
Keith Richard, you don't like his singing.
No, you were talking about Cliff Richard.
I know. I brought up Keith.
Keith Richard's bad.
Keith, you don't want to hear. That's when people go to the bathroom at Stone's concert.
I know.
When
he sings a solo and it's time to
run.
Then
it's everybody is up the aisle heading for the bathroom.
You got to run. He got up and, you know, I guess he told Jagger, I want to do a song. So Jagger, what's he going to do? Break up the group because Keith Richard wants to do a song? No, people just go and take a leak or get a hot dog or whatever. When he's done, sounds like somebody's being murdered. When he's singing, but he's one hell of a guitar player. Don't get
he's
me
a fantastic
and a good writer.
When he's singing, I'd rather hear
what
Chalk
am I worried
squeak
about?
On
he's
a blackboard.
He's going to come in there and beat my ass? The guy's lucky to be alive. He fell out of a coconut tree. You know that. Did you know that?
I got you.
You know what? I am now going to take the mantle as the all-knowing sportscaster in this town. You did not know that Gino Cappelletti, or Babe Parilli, I get my Italians mixed up, Tom Waddle.
No, I won't say that.
Don't swear on the web.
Not even in
Italian?
I'm
trying to clean it up.
I can't use the...
No, you could say Mama Luke, which means the fool.
Yeah, but I can't use the Italian version of the F word, which is just as universal, by the way, as the English
version.
I don't
want George Randazzo calling us from the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. Hey, Mike, we heard an Italian swear word. By the way, November 1st, we're having our big gala.
Hey,
it's our 32nd year.
My girlfriend's maiden name is Abbanante, okay?
Really?
And she speaks Italian fluently.
That's very good. You found an... You know what the amazing part is? How many girlfriends have you had in the last 20 years?
20, in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Counting wives?
Right, because you are quietly... You are quietly the stud among all the Chicago media.
I'm becoming the Mickey Rooney without all. I've only had three marriages.
Or Tony Curtis. Did you see Tony Curtis? There's a nice look. He's written a book. He's 83. He says, I got screwed. They gave all the big roles to Marlon Brando and Paul Newman. So I'm reading that today. You know what I love about you, Les? We've covered 39 topics already. At Lazy B over
and
there.
And we're just getting started.
All right,
here
goes the machine gun laugh. We're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to the Mike North WBO Show with my buddy Les Grabstein. Sitting there, we'll talk to Les about a bunch of things. We're going to continue on the Hawks. We got the Bears. We got a lot of stuff coming on. Back after these.
DUI, possession of a controlled substance, leaving the scene of an accident, domestic battery, disorderly conduct. Do any of these words sound familiar? If they do, or if you've recently been arrested or received a ticket, you need to call Nello Gambardino II at 630-LAW-2020. Nello Gambardino II offers tough, aggressive legal defense. He's focused in the areas of DUI, criminal defense, traffic, and expungements. Nello Gambardino II is a proven winning attorney handling cases in most Illinois counties, including Cook, Lake, DuPage, Kane, Will, Kendall, DeKalb, Kankakee, and McHenry.
This is Nello Gambardino II. I know your criminal or traffic case may seem overwhelming, but I possess the skill and knowledge necessary to help you get through it successfully. Call me at 630-LAW-2020. That's 630-529-2020. Evening and weekend appointments are available, and a consultation is always free. If you want to win your case, if you need to win your case, then you need a winner on your side. Call me, Nello Gambardino, at 630-LAW-2020, or log on to law2020.net.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-981-3665. That's 1-800-981-3665. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children, not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential, so call 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. Brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Who said there's no such thing as a free lunch? Listen live to the Mike North WBO Show, wildfirerestaurant.com, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, podcast daily at northtonorth.com. Enter for a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Wildfire, courtesy of the Mike North WBO Show. It's simple. Just fill out the form on northtonorth.com with your name, address, and email. That's all you have to do. We will draw a winner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So tomorrow, listen in, whether you hear us live on wildfirerestaurant.com or if you hear the podcast, you may hear your name if you do indeed register. Once again, it's simple. Just fill out the form on northtonorth.com with your name, address, and email. That's all you have to do. WildfireRestaurant.com. Good luck.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to the Mike North WBO Show on WildfireRestaurant.com.
Tuesday in Chicago.
Whoa.
A beautiful Tuesday, if I may add.
Huh. The Mike North WBO Show on WildfireRestaurant.com with my buddy Les Grabstein. Nice of him to sit in today. Big Boy will be in a Wednesday. Jay Hood will be in on a Thursday.
Playa.
Yeah, Carrie Sayers, by the way. My girl Carrie Sayers should have been in a gown, too. She should have been like Kathy Griffin or Joan Rivers. I'm not going to stay, you know, Star Joe. My girl Carrie Sayers, she had a nice outfit on, business attire. But you know what? Next year, okay, the red carpet, get her in a nice little gown.
Saw her last night, and she looks as lovely as
always.
Isn't
she something?
And she is very intelligent, does a tremendous job, and furthermore, more most important, is a very nice person.
Listen, you know, I don't know if you're running for anything, but you sound
nothing.
Like everybody's
nice. I'm not a
nice.
I'm not
you
a politician.
Told me already. You told me already. Nine people are nice already.
You want me to talk about the
That's
tools
more people,
now?
Well, I don't have an hour and a half or 2 hours to just spend
not
on that.
Not that many. Not that many, but there's...
Give me a tool in the broadcasting business. Come on, Les. Let it out.
I think I did when I was on with you last week.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Anyway.
But that person thinks I'm a tool also.
Can we move on now? I don't want you bringing in any of your, you know, you're bringing in a lot of stuff here. People might start wondering what Les is talking about. We don't want to go. We don't want to revisit.
They can read my website. And
what is your website for anyone?
Grobber.com. GROBBER.com. And I've got a link to northtonorth.com in my links there.
So how many links you got?
There's a bunch.
A bunch of links.
You know.
A bunch of links. Like the size, like sausage links. So there's like 50 of them.
Oscar Mayer.
That's it. Oscar Mayer. Yep. By the way, here's what I'm starting to hear with the Hawks. And you didn't hear this at all during the offseason. You didn't hear it really last year. You know what we're starting to hear? They're the second youngest team in the NHL. I don't care.
They are, though.
Well, go out and get some veterans then. Go out and sign some veterans so you won't be the second youngest team.
They had a few they let go, like Robert Lang, just to name but one.
I'm still mad about Keith Kearney. I'm still mad about him.
I want him back.
Absolutely. 16 years in the league.
You know how many years Mike Smith set that organization back? I mean, forget about the late Bill Wirtz. Forget about Pulley. Mike Smith, when he was there, set them back 8 years.
To blame Mike Smith for that organization being set back.
That's part of it.
When you had William Wirtz as the main owner, you had Bob Pulford as his right-hand man. Those are the guys that really, I believe, set him back. Mike Smith did not make the... I understand.
He made the Kearney deal.
Well, that was stupid.
That was worse than stupid.
Well,
it was horrible.
We can go through every general manager, okay?
Chad Kilger, give me a break.
Well, they got some young talent there. Versteeg, Ladd, Skilling. These guys are good. They're young. They're good.
Skilling's from Wisconsin.
See, that's just so perfect. That Skilling's from Wisconsin. Is he any relation to the weatherman? That's all I want to know.
He's no relation to Tom.
All right, now I'm going to tell you
Tommy Skillethead.
This guy, what's the goalie's name again? He spells it H-U-E-T. U-A. H-U-E-T. It should be spelled H-U-A. U-A. Okay?
There's more than one Blackhawk from Wisconsin. You know the other one, right, Les?
Well, Chelly was. Chelly's from Chicago,
current,
but he went to Wisconsin.
Current player?
Current Badger? The only one I know about
Stump
is...
Stump the Grobber!
Current Blackhawk that was from Wisconsin.
You're slipping, Les. Now Jen's stumping you.
Come on, you can do it.
Come on, you can get it up.
Do you want me
Come
to
on.
Tell
you? You sound like that guy in all of Adam Sandler's movies.
Adam?
You can do it.
Adam Burrish.
Burrish. He's one of the two or three toughest guys on that team by far.
Okay, which means that I was once the valedictorian of my summer school class. They're not a really tough team. They're not a really tough team compared to other teams, Les. They are being out-physicaled right now by a lot of teams. The first two games, the Capitals, this guy Ovechkin, what's his name? The big star.
Ovechkin.
Oh, my God. The guy's like 6'7", about 260.
Who should be nicknamed Okvechkin for all the complaining and whining he does.
Well, that's what the superstars do now. They complain. They whine. He's not protected like the great Wayne Gretzky was back in the day. But how do you let in the shootout? Okay, this goaltender, I've never seen this. They had a shootout last night.
Five hole twice.
Twice! The one thing a goaltender learns when he becomes a little goaltender... becomes a medium-sized goaltender and someday becomes an NHL goaltender, is if you're going to get beat, try not to get beat through the five hole between the legs. Twice that happened. And this, to me, he looks very, very shaky. He's not a good stick handler. His rebounds, he has trouble snuffing the puck. I mean, he looks very, very shaky right now. And their offense looks shaky. They don't have... this guy Sopel? Not a fan. Not a fan. Very, very. When a guy extends his stick and doesn't want to make bodily contact with the other team's player in front of the net, I get concerned.
Did you see what happened on the clinching save that Ellis made off Marty Havlat? He looked like he was going to try to poke check the puck away from him, just knocked it away. He never even got the shot off.
He got. What happened was he couldn't lift the puck, and it's hard to lift the puck with a backhand. Okay, and that's what he tried to do. And you know what? They did. They were about equal in shots and goal. The Hawks are just missing so many opportunities. I think they're a little bit tight where you sit at in this town. The Bears were tight Sunday. The Cubs were tight through the whole playoffs.
Weren't tight. They got out-coached.
Well, they did get out-coached, but and they have young kids back there. You got, Payne. You got this kid that they just took off. This kid Hamilton, there's a reason that he was cut by Tampa Bay. And you got him playing that, and that defense was just...
He's supposed to know Lovey's Tampa 2 defense, better known as the Cover 2. Bottom line to the whole thing is you lose Tillman and Vasher both. They're both two of the best. They may be as good a combination of CBs as there is in the league. You lose them both, you are going to suffer.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Nate Vasher's a very good player, and I love Nate Vasher. I think he's a hell of a player. But if he can't be healthy, if he can't stay on the field, they got to start making some plans. He missed 12 games last year. He's missed the last couple games. I mean, this is a concern. I mean,
kind of like what Mike Brown's gone through for a few years.
Well, yeah, and Mike Brown, by the way, I like Mike Brown, but daylight dollar short about 3-4 times last week. If you're a safety, you got to have enough speed, makeup speed, to try to stop them some things. He even admitted it. He was late in some passes, so we'll see what happens.
He was taking his teammates back on that one. That was, I know he said it was his fault. It was not all his fault. Quarterbacks had to be back there, and you don't let the guy get behind. Then the safety has to come up and help out.
I understand, but you know what?
I'm not a football person, and even I understand that.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. There's about four passes that he was a step away. And what I'm going to say is maybe the injuries have slowed him down just a little bit. He's had a ton of injuries, and I give him credit for being back and playing and being a Bear, because I remember a couple of years ago, they were talking like he may never play again. Remember?
Exactly.
And now he's back, and I'm glad that he's healthy. He's got the makeup speed is gone from Mike Brown. He's a safety. He's a center fielder. He's got to look at the quarterback's eyes. That pass was up there for a while. Okay, now he had time to pass, though. The defensive line is the main problem here.
Well, it's a scheme because they don't blitz. They're afraid to put pressure on. There's one game this year they were willing to go after the quarterback. That was opening night in Indianapolis on the 7th of September. And why did they do that when they didn't do it in the Super Bowl? Simple, Mike. The reason they finally decided to go after Manning this time, how did Manning get beat by San Diego in the playoff game last year? The Chargers blitzed
sure.
the daylights out of
him. You can't give him 5 seconds.
In the Super Bowl, the Bears sat back. Now, Rex Grossman is blamed for the reason the Bears lost that Super Bowl, and he was bad. But they still win that game if that defense does any pressure, and any time they want to stop Joseph Addai running the football is fine by me.
Right, are we going to go back in time? Can we? But we're talking about this.
That was a Super Bowl that we may not see again in our lifetime.
They didn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl to begin with. Devin Hester got him in that game.
Backed as they were there. They earned their way there.
Yeah, but you know what? Did you have the same feeling that you had with the 85 Bears when you saw that team?
Of course not.
It was basically an
85
execution.
85 Bears team was the best team ever, and I don't care what people like Sal Palantonio say.
Best
he calls them overrated.
Season. Best single season
right,
team ever.
Right, they're not as good as the four-year run the Steelers had where they won 4 out of 6 or what the Niners did, etc. But for one season, the Bears were better than anybody.
By the way, the Blackhawk crowd last night resembled the Cub crowd in the playoffs.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It was quiet.
It was quiet, but it wasn't that
but
quiet.
It was quiet.
The Cub crowd in Game 1, even when DeRosa hit the home run to mm-hmm. put him up 2-0, you could hear a pin drop in that place.
But don't you think last night for opening night, when the biggest cheering, and by the way, I'm still against cheering during the national anthem.
I understand what you're saying.
I have never liked them cheering from beginning to end. I think it's rude. I don't think, and I've always stated that, I have a little bit more respect for the song of our country than to start cheering from the very beginning. If you want to start cheering, I'm willing. I'm a flexible guy. I'm willing to halfway through the song if you want to start cheering. To cheer at the beginning of the national anthem is inexcusable to me.
When it hits the high note, I think it's good to cheer.
I don't think it's good to cheer during any national anthem to begin with, but...
It's showing respect, but isn't it better than what we had here in the late 60s and early 70s when a lot of Vietnam protesters were booing the national anthem at sporting events? That was horrible.
Well, I understand.
That was pathetic.
I just think that the song of your country, if you can't shut up for a minute, you got... Here's what they do. They cheer last night during the national anthem, and then they don't cheer during the game because there wasn't a lot to cheer about. And I think Blackhawk fans are waiting for the other shoe to fall. All this hype with the second youngest team in the league... Patrick Sharp, like I said, he had a goal last night, thank God, and I think he's their best goal scorer. Last night they had a thing where they who's going to score the most goals, and they voted on Comcast Sports that they said Taves. I think Sharp's their goal scorer. I think he's going to be the leading scorer.
What a great trade Talon made to get him away from Philadelphia.
Right. I mean, he's bona fide. Good to see Havlat get a goal last night.
First time most of us saw Sharp play was against the Wolves in the AHL Calder Cup Finals the year that the NHL was locked out. That was the only hockey we had.
The first time you saw him play, because I really didn't know he was on the Wolves.
I did see him because that was a very good Wolves team that got swept off the ice by a fast team, and I thought, this Sharp kid, he was like a laser beam up and down the ice, and when I heard the Hawks picked him up, I thought, wow.
All due respect, and I tell Knuckles this, it's minor league hockey, okay?
It wasn't that night.
Yes, it was. It was minor league hockey.
You had NHL players playing in that series because they were locked out.
I understand that, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's minor league hockey. The Wolves have a nice little niche, but you know it as well as I do. Now that the Hawks are being run right by John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz, the Wolves are now going to have to take a step back. And last year, when you're drawing 3,000 during the week, it's minor league hockey. It's I'm not going to tell anybody the time because we're podcast. I'm going to teach you something when you get your own web show. You have your own web show yet?
No.
I'm going to get you one. We're going to take a quick timeout.
Well, radio doesn't want me, so we might as well do the web.
Let me tell you something. You do a good job. We might have to talk. The Mike North Webbio Show, Wildfire Restaurant.
Talk. It's called Talk Zone.
Attaboy. See, Les, you're starting to get in the groove.
I'm a little stale. I'm trying to come out of it,
I don't think you're stale at all.
Being around you is helping.
I'll cut it out. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hey, folks, Mike North here for DontFadeMe.com. Did I really have Tampa Bay yesterday? Did I have the Tampa Rays yesterday? Did I come up with the upset yesterday for 100 units? Yes. Did I really have Cleveland plus 7.5? Come on. Nobody comes up with Cleveland and Tampa on the same day. Your boy did. 300 units to the good, 19 above 500, 1,100 units. Hey, just check it out, folks. Quit trying to do it yourself. The stock market, tough economic times, small business owners, the McCain Doctrine, the Obama Doctrine, the North Doctrine, DontFadeMe.com.
We watch the game from our couches at home. Chicago sports fans are a breed of their own. We're there for the first game, we're there at the end. Comcast Sportsnet is a fan's best friend.
Get the best local highlights, news, and interviews on Sports Night with Pat Boyle and Mark Chenowski at 6:30 and 10 only on Comcast Sportsnet.
Comcast Sportsnet is a fan's best friend.
The key to better golf is the best instruction. And Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros like Ernie Els and Tiger Woods. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with tips, techniques, product reviews, and great courses. We'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McLean free with your paid subscription. For Golf Digest and this limited-time DVD offer, call 800-248-5568. 800-248-5568.
Hey, looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg. He's my guy, president of Townsville Financial. Today, meet Marco, 41, marketing executive, score 782, income $389,000 a year. He recently built a $1.5 million home and doesn't have a mortgage. He called to refinance because he realized tying up that much money in his home was not such a good idea. David is helping Marco secure a 7-year interest-only loan in the high fives and cash $650,000 out of his home. If you are in the market for a jumbo loan, David represents lenders that can get you a 5- and 7-year ARM in the mid to high fives. The time to call is now before it is too late. If you want to work with the most honest mortgage professional in the business, they'll always put your financial best interest first. Call my guy at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111 for a free consultation before it's too late. Or visit TOWNSTONE.com. Townstone Financial is a Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Florida, and Illinois residential mortgage licensing number 6629.
The website that gives you some real excitement without charging you by the minute.
It really is a lot of fun.
TalkZone.com.
I see where the NBA's out to cut 80 jobs in struggling economy. What a joke. What a joke. Not the economy, that the NBA is cutting 80 jobs. What is that, the concession staff at the Staples Center? Come on, 80 jobs less?
They got good concessions out there, but...
Yeah, come on, 80 jobs?
It's not going to be as good. The best... By the way, I was going to ask you...
Season ticket sales are down. You'll turn on the major teams and you'll see the place picked.
Yeah, you will, and...
The Atlanta Hawks, I don't go by what they're doing or the, you know...
They don't have a bad team, by the way.
No, they're getting better. They're getting better, but I think there's certain sports towns that don't draw for anything. Atlanta's one of them. Don't tell me... And he didn't say Atlanta, but I know that's one of the teams that doesn't draw like they should. Their arena's okay, I understand. It's in the middle of town.
It's cool, except all the hoi polloi are on one side. All the suites are on one side at Phillips Arena, and the peons sit on the other side. It's like they're segregated apart.
Right.
But it's a beautiful arena.
Like the city.
You know one team that actually did draw pretty well, surprisingly, was the WNBA Atlanta Dream, because I do the Chicago Sky games. I do all their games on radio. And the
You can talk to the people that go to those games on an individual basis, can't you, Les? How did they draw this year?
We had a sellout against...
With Candace?
Against Candace.
Well, you better have a sellout with
Candace. But we had a couple of near sellouts later on after the Olympic break. But think about Atlanta. The Dream, they broke the Sky's record of fewest wins in a season. The Atlanta only won 4.
I knew that. No, I didn't.
They drew well.
They drew better
up.
Probably than the men's team. Who do they have on the Atlanta Dream that made people want to come out and see them?
Nobody that's any big. I mean, I could give you names. Betty Lennox is their best player, okay?
No, don't give me any more names. We got to keep people listening to the show, okay?
She was on Seattle. By the way, Seattle still has a team. We don't have to go to Oklahoma City.
Is my
City.
Girl Sue Bird still on that team?
She sure is.
I'm a big
looks
fan.
As good as ever.
Absolutely.
And is a better player than she looks, and that's saying
she's
a lot.
She's a hell of a point guard. She really, really is. She really, really is. Now, can we get off the WNBA, okay?
Before that's my number one payday,
no,
Mike.
No, people want, I understand.
This guy treats me great.
Right?
I love
you
this
gave
guy.
Him 2-3 minutes. Let's move on here. There's a reason you're not doing regular radio right now. Maybe you don't start your show off with the
there's
WNBA.
There's more than one reason.
I know. You've made only a couple enemies in your time. Believe me.
I know, but they're significant.
Yeah. You don't...
I didn't choose my enemies wisely.
Well, you know what? Dennis Savard, they didn't give him an extension, and you know that if the Hawks don't make the playoffs, somebody's going to be the scapegoat here. I pray to God it isn't Dennis Savard. It's simple to see that it's not Dennis Savard that's missing the open nets. I think they're one of the best passing teams in the league right now. I think that their defense is lacking. I think they need a big, big guy there. I think they need an enforcer. The enforcers are back. I don't think Bufflin is the guy to get it done. I think that he's a big guy. He's a fighter. But, you know, I know that Burrish is another guy that's supposed to do it. But I think there's other teams that have guys that are monsters that will do it. But Dennis Savard says, you know what? And it was a tough loss, but you know what? You know, they tried hard.
Tough not to get 2 points, but they worked. You know, a much better performance again. You know, we continue to talk about wide entries and pucks at the net, and, you know, turnovers. Got to limit those again. Show some film tomorrow. But, you know, they battled. They did battle harder than we have all year so far. So it's good sign.
They battled harder than they have all years thus far. They've played 3 games. And Dennis even echoed that later on. He goes, I'm not going to evaluate this team. Talk to me basically in a month. And I, you know what,
no
hopefully
doubt about
things
it.
Will turn around. It's tough to open up against the Rangers after they played 2 games overseas already.
They should have been jet lagged, though, the Rangers.
Well, they had a couple days off, though, Les.
I
sooner
know,
or later it's going to come back
your
to
your bodies
you.
Are still going to have to adjust to flying back overseas.
You know what? It's not like they're flying coach, Les. I don't believe they're flying coach. I think it's not like the days with Norm Van Leer when, you know, Jerry Sloan's, you know, legs were hitting the person's seat in front of them. They got nice little flying accommodations and stuff like that. I will say this, though. Opening night is always tough. It was even tough for the Jordan Bulls back in the day. They would always struggle. I'm not saying they would
lose. On occasion, they would have a few stinkers. But if you check it, they won most of their opening days during the championship
run. Your Super
run.
Bowl teams historically struggle in the first games, too. You know what I mean? They struggle. They don't cover the spread.
Except the Bears in 86. They beat the Cleveland Browns in a game where McMahon got hurt.
McMahon got hurt? Get out of here.
He separated his shoulder.
No. McMahon, was he a little brittle? A little bit.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Okay, Marty Havlat saying, we're not, well, he echoed what I've been saying. Listen to this.
It's not the offense that's what's causing us the game. I mean, overall defensive play, the whole team, I'm not saying just the defense, but everybody, we are doing basic little things we're not doing right, and that's what's causing us.
Marty Havlat pointing fingers?
No, I think he was just saying it was a team breakdown.
No, he didn't. Let's listen again. Let's listen to that.
It's not the offense that's causing us the game. I mean, overall defensive play.
Just stop it right there.
All right, stop it.
It's not the offense that's causing the overall play.
Let me explain what he said.
You can explain all you want. I heard it with my own ears.
He wasn't singling out the defense men. He was saying the defensive play of everybody, including the forwards like himself.
That's not what I got out of it.
That's what he meant. Trust me.
Well, let's play it again.
It's not the offense that what's causing us the game. I mean, overall defensive play, the whole team. I'm not saying
okay, but
the defense.
The whole team, he says. You're right. You're right. I'm willing to say, but you know, I know something. I know what he's talking about. But wait a minute. How can you say it's not the offense when you've scored 2 goals a game for the first 3 games? How the hell do you get away with saying a statement like that?
And one of their goals was a virtual gimme. It was a 5-on-3.
We're so bad now that Kane and Havlat can't score on a shootout. They couldn't score on a shootout. And the other guys are putting it right at our goalie through the 5-hole.
Yeah, and Denny had the right guys out there, too. I mean, it didn't work. But those are the guys you want taking your shootouts. It's going to come around. They're better than this.
Yes, they are.
All three teams but they played are pretty good.
I don't know if you know this. They're the second youngest team in hockey.
Well, and
I heard it about 5 times
last
year.
The Nashville Predators, they had a disappointing year last year. They've got a lot of talent. That's a pretty good team.
I'm disappointed there's a team in Nashville, to be honest with you.
Not me. I'd love to go down there because it's a great road trip.
Yeah, there
you go. Music City, USA, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
When we went to the Bears-Titans game.
Did you look up Charlie Pride to listen to some tunes?
I took Kathy to the Opry when we went to the Bears-Titans game in
04. Vince Gill. By the way, he doesn't drop the fork anymore, does he, Vince Gill? He likes his food. He's good for two plates.
He's bulked up, and he also, by the way...
Is that what you call getting fat, bulking up?
He was... a lot of people get a little ticked at him. He was ticked off at some of the women that are screaming, "Hey, we love you, Vince." He's kind of like giving them the shut up attitude. He's showing some attitude.
Well, here, I'm going to... I got to tell you something. Nothing more but attitude. But he had a guitar in his hand, and I said to B, "When did he switch to the ukulele?" She goes, "That's a guitar. He's just fat."
The area in downtown Nashville where the arena is and right across the river, the football stadium where the Titans play, that's like a country version of Rush Street. It's pretty cool.
Oh, sure it is.
It is.
When I think of, look at Austin, Texas. You ever been there?
Oh, definitely.
I heard that's
the mini river. They've got
that's
a river
Sixth
walk.
Avenue, right? Sixth Street. I heard that's the place to go.
Second best river walk in Texas to that of San Antonio.
Oh, really? And what's the third best river walk? The one in Dallas, right outside the Hyatt?
They don't have one. They've got the Texas Book Depository. Otherwise, Mrs. Kennedy, how did you like the motorcade? I know I used that line once before.
Oh, God. You want me to reenact the Kennedy the shooting? Would you like to hear that?
Go for it.
All right, let me see if I can find my gunshot music. Okay. Hold on for a minute. I don't even know.
I could do the RFK.
I can't even see anymore.
The RFK one. Get the gun, Rafer, and break his arm.
Was it Rafer Johnson? Who was a decathlete that was the bodyguard of Robert Kennedy, right?
He was there, and he was right next to it, and he got his hands
Here's
on
my
Sirhan
deal.
Sirhan.
If you're the bodyguard and the guy next to you's just been shot, you got to be fired. Don't you get fired? Aren't you fired?
I would think.
Yeah.
But the guy who would
what
be
did you
firing...
Do? What did you do? I was the bodyguard for Robert Kennedy. I don't think you're getting many more jobs.
The guy that would have fired him, unfortunately, was dead.
I'm sure he had a second in command. We've gone from the Blackhawks to Nashville to the Texas Book Depository in the span of 2 minutes.
This is variety.
Keep track.
Variety.
Huh? I can't keep track.
Yeah. I mean, we're just moving. I'm looking for my gunshot music, and I can't find it.
Jen, you and
oh,
B...
Oh, I got it right here. Hold
you,
on.
You and B are the two smartest people in here. You can keep track. Trust
I got
me.
It. Hold on.
You don't have to say that twice.
No, that ain't it. Hold on for a minute.
Let me come in there and check.
Well, no, I know it's here. My eyes are just deceiving me. Hold on. I think I got it.
Oh!
No, that ain't it. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to... Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
On the road
no,
again.
No, that ain't it. Hold on.
Seems like I'm
no,
always...
That, no, that's him. He's mad at me. Oh, here's what they said after he got
you. He's always mad at you.
Here's what after Robert Kennedy got it, Rayford Johnson, who later got fired, said,
he's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Where's the gunshot, John?
I don't know. You played it yesterday.
I know. Is this a different, BB's looking at it? Here's what they played later on. But let's forget about that, too. Okay? We'll look for it. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll try to find it here.
Thing that shocked me is...
Is this the one that was on the digital yesterday?
Yes,
let me move it up here.
Maybe your labels are messed up.
There's no gunshot on here. Oh, I got it! I found it. Yeah, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the president's been shot, or the guy that wants to be president.
Yay!
Yay. And then Hawk Harrelson.
And it wasn't saying yay for the president, it was saying yay for the
gunshot. Yeah.
We're finished talking.
Leave. Back after these!
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-992-7567. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-992-7567. 1-800-992-7567.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
What?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911... 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's not too early to plan your holiday party. All Wildfire locations have private dining rooms for both lunch and dinner. Our private and semi-private dining spaces can accommodate groups of up to 125 people, depending on the location. All our private parties feature our club supper menu, served family style. Ask to speak to one of our parties at special events managers, and let us make your next event special. Or visit us at wildfirerestaurant.com and take a virtual tour of our private dining rooms. Now, spend Thanksgiving at Wildfire. Join us at Wildfire Schaumburg for Thanksgiving dinner. We will offer a special family-style menu featuring traditional dishes such as roasted turkey served with mushroom herb stuffing, redskin mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole at a set price of $37.95 per person and $16.95 for children under 12. Now, if you are entertaining family and friends at home, Wildfire will be offering Thanksgiving party platters that you can take out. Wildfire in Schaumburg will be open from 11:30 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. on Thanksgiving. For more information, and by the way, Wildfire for Lunch, folks, is open at 11:15. They got the best lunches going at all the 5 Wildfires in the Chicagoland area. For more information, you can check it out on our website, wildfirerestaurant.com.
What people are talking about.
Let me hit you with some knowledge.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Captain, incoming message.
Want to email the Mike North Webio Show? Just go to northtonorth.com or check out Mike on MySpace at myspace.com/Mike North Morning Show. And you can instant message Mike on AOL at Mike North Webio.
Let's check the inbox.
Go to northtonorth.com, N-O-R-T-H-T-O-N-O-R-T-H.com, MySpace, all that stuff. The North Pole question of the week with a 3-3 record. Will the Bears still win the Central? 56% of you right now saying yes, 44% of you not so sure, and I got to believe it's the injuries on defense more than anything, Les.
No question. And I think that at the beginning of the year, most people felt the Packers. Rodgers is not the problem Green Bay's having. Their defense is beaten up, too, by
the
way.
What did you think of the five Rodgers thing? Because I haven't heard your take on that. I thought Much Ado About Nothing. I thought Aaron Rodgers was a good pupil. I thought that Brett Favre showed him a lot. There's no doubt that he was hurting last week, but I think there's more pressure on him to play because of who he followed, the guy that never missed a game, than anybody else.
No question. I mean, we all know that Brett, north of Russell Road, Wisconsin, is basically Russell Road. You cross Russell Road and you're in Wisconsin. That's the last exit in Illinois on I-94.
I like to take the Edens, yeah, and then get to Russell Road.
Road. Okay. Bottom line is, he's the lord of all lords up there. But I thought the Packer...
Don't let the boogie priest hear that.
The Packer organization showed guts the way they handled it. I think they needed to, and I thought that Brett, he basically got what he deserved allowed back.
Diva?
Coming back, well, he's retiring, and he does the tearful thing. New Year's Eve 06, he's crying on national TV after that. The Bears decided not to show up when Rex decided he wasn't up for it. Bottom line is, everybody knew he was going to come back out of retirement.
Wrong.
He was full of baloney.
That is wrong. About that. I was on the air at the time. We took calls.
In 06?
I'm talking about last year. Fred Huebner, one of my main guys, was adamant that he was never coming back. The league was adamant. They had a ceremony where the rocking chair was going to be brought out. I said at the time, you never ask an athlete. You never ask an athlete right after a tough loss or even a month afterwards, what are you going to do? He wants to be the center of attention, Brett Favre. But I knew he was coming back, and Fred at the time said, oh, there's no way he's coming back. They've rolled out the red carpet. They've done... Brett Favre may never retire. You may have to rip the uniform off.
No question about it. The thing about Fred, too, I mean, he's usually right. We all make mistakes.
Really? At what point?
Fred?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just asking.
He calls a good soccer game for the Flyer.
Oh, absolutely.
Fred's my guy, and we go way back.
Everybody's your guy.
To the 70s.
I saw Fred and Pat yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they're cruising around Rush Street getting ready to go have dinner at Carmine's.
And there you go with this Fire bumper sticker on the back of his car. By the
Fire
way,
who?
You got more guys than Rock Hudson, from what I'm hearing right now. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of this guy's my guy, this guy's my guy, that guy's my guy, this guy's your guy.
If I ever write this book, you'll find those that are not my guys.
That could be a good time.
There'll be people in there that'll never talk to me again if I do a kiss
and
tell.
I asked you about Brett Favre. 10 minutes
Brett
later,
Favre.
Can I get to my emails?
Brett Favre.
Can I?
He was selfish.
There you go. That's all you had to say.
I just
did. You just spent 10 minutes over here.
Selfish.
Mike and Beebe, we are delighted to let you know that on Saturday, I said this yesterday, but I got an official email from my guy. October 11th at 12:54 p.m., Camden Xavier Mamola was welcomed into the world. 8 pounds, 12 ounces, and 20 inches long.
Way to go, Rock.
Both Camden and Mom are doing great with no problems. Unfortunately,
why would they include that?
20 inches long? Because
yeah.
The babies, they always do that. They always do that,
I
Jen.
Know, it was a joke.
Okay. Thanks for your generous gifts as they are being put to full use. What do we get them? One of them things that you put above the baby, the little bears that bounce around, what do we get them? A rattle? And thanks again, and good luck with the Webio and new show starting in January. God bless you, John. Crystal and Camden Mamola. God bless them. Huh? The Rock. Love the Comcast Sportsnet commercial, Mike. Looking forward to watching you on Comcast. We always love you here at home. God bless. That's from Gilberto. Gilberto, I was supposed to do one of those individual commercials that you see David Kaplan doing and that you see Norm Van Leer doing. So I shoot the commercial, the one that shows all the Comcast people. And then I find out Deep Dish blew out his knee. How does Deep Dish blow out his knee? What are you running for some more food? God. Sayers, knee. Right? Hundley. Kermit Alexander got him. Hundley, knee. Deep Dish, knee. Have you had talks with WGN in regards to replacing Spike Odell? You do a great job of interviewing people, not only athletes, but government officials and Hollywood stars. You did a great job with John McCain a year and a half ago. And Stallone compliments you on the air as one of the best interview sessions he's ever had. I'm getting choked up. Hello, Pappy How's everybody doing? I knew the Falcons would be tough, but I didn't think we were going up against Joe Montana and the 89-49ers. That's from Princeton. Well, Les is right. They did get out coaching. Hello, Pappy. Hello, BB. Lucky and all of Pappy Landing. Here's my late dad. 60 years diehard White Sox fan. God bless him and God bless all of you. Take care. That's Mr. Walter Johnson. It's nice you put a little tribute out. That's the number one thing that's changed in the broadcasting business. Back in the day when I started in 92, unless you were there even before me, phone calls were the deal of the day. Well, now you don't even have to, if you don't want to, take phone calls because you got texts, you got emails, you got all this stuff. I remember in 92, Jesse holding up, Jimmy from Tinley Park's next. As if we didn't even have computers.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
And that's how people used to communicate.
When I joined you guys in 97, the computers were up and running, but I do remember Gleason and other people telling me how they were looking forward to getting computers in there.
Right.
You know, that was pretty cool stuff there.
But, yeah. And you know what? The computers came in and made things a lot easier.
You know what I don't like about a lot of the... At our former place as well as another former place of mine, when they take calls...
You got a lot of former places.
I've got a few.
Yeah.
I've got a few.
And
I've
you got some current places.
You know, like Sonny Bono, I've had my share. All right, now.
Just stay off the skis.
The fact is, when they take calls now, they don't usually, they let the person say their first few words of wisdom, put them on hold, and they're basically dumped in the river. They're gone. Done. You and I used to have conversations with these people, have fun. But it's kind of like, let's rush. Let's move to the next one.
We used to, but can I be honest with you? In the last few years, I started doing that too, Les, because...
Not as much.
Not as much as everybody else, but I will say this. When you did overnights, and by the way...
And I understand that.
I remember calling Les back in my drinking days.
I remember that too.
And I was in an alley, taking a leak at 3 in the morning, going, blind! Just blind, talking to Les about the state of Chicago sports. Knuckles was going, get in the car, let's go. I think a cop's coming. You know, I was taking a leak in an alley on New Garden Devon. So for you people out there, if you see the telephone pole that was stained, that's either a bunch of dogs or me that did that. But you know what? Overnight, you had to have more. You could have more conversation because naturally, you did overnights as good as anybody.
But we did a Saturday evening show too, which was not overnights, and we were able to do pretty much the same thing. The fact is, though, I understand where they want to move things along. They don't want to certain calls get monotonous. But you don't have to be so.
I understand.
It's almost
like a conversation should be more than one line.
That's all it is. I mean, listeners are a key part of shows. Just as emails are now, faxes still to a certain extent, not as much as they used to be, but people still fax stuff too. You got to give listeners an opportunity because they're the lifeline, in my opinion, of a lot of shows.
Well, there's no question. Listeners are the lifeline. You know what? I'm going to take a stab here. I'm going to take a chance and say that listeners are the lifeline to radio.
They are.
Well, of course they are. It's radio. They got to listen. You want to know something? The Helen Keller, School of the Deaf and the Mute, don't really play well in radio. That don't work for you.
No,
you don't want a people meter inside that place.
You can't go on the air.
You ain't gonna get it done.
You can't go on the air and do an impersonation of a mime either.
You are so bad. It's terrible.
I try.
By the way, my guy Tony Curtis, I'm reading about. He's 83 years young. He's got a book out, and it's a tell-all book. He had a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun. We're talking Marilyn Monroe, fun. And he started naming all the people that he had fun with, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and he was about JFK's age, and JFK kind of was...
We have to bring up another JFK resident. Another JFK moment here. Let me find a gun.
He was born in 1917. Man, how old would JFK have been today? That's scary. He was the youngest president we had ever had.
And here comes the... Here comes the funeral down Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to take a quick time out here. You are a sick man, Lester. We've gone through RFK. Are we going to just name presidents who have been assassinated today?
Sick? I've been called worse.
Abraham Lincoln. Back with more right after these. Hey, folks, Mike North here for DontFadeMe.com. Did I really have Tampa Bay yesterday? Did I have the Tampa Rays yesterday? Did I come up with the upset yesterday for 100 units? Yes. Did I really have Cleveland plus 7.5? Come on. Nobody comes up with Cleveland and Tampa on the same day. Your boy did. 300 units to the good, 19 above 500, 1,100 units. Hey, just check it out, folks. Quit trying to do it yourself. The stock market, tough economic times, small business owners, the McCain Doctrine, the Obama Doctrine, the North Doctrine. Don'tFadeMe.com.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Well, if you answered yes, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you think an MP3 is a computer virus, it's okay. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Gusto Schlitz is back. Are you kidding me? Now on draft at the County Trail Pub in Hanover Park. EJ and Patty, they're your bartenders. Check them out. Park Boulevard Tavern in Villa Park. Schlitz bottles are flying off the bar. Come by and see Jeff for the best lunch in town. Gusto Schlitz on tap at John's Buffet in Winfield. Come by. Have a cold draft with John and Jim. The famous Karwalski brothers. Gusto Schlitz bottles on special for $3 every Thursday at Chicago City Limit Sports Bar and Shopping. Folks, I can only tell you this. I'm imploring you. If you own an establishment, the hottest selling beer is Gusto Schlitz right now. People are asking for it. It's flying off, like they said, flying off the shelves, flying out of the coolers. Have a cold Gusto Schlitz long neck at any of the three county house restaurants in Lyle, Geneva, and Clarendon Hills. Check it out. It's Gusto Schlitz.